In today's news headlines, a credible case of voter fraud has finally emerged, and Republican Party lawmakers and the president are largely silent about it. Republican Mark Harris won the congressional race in North Carolina's District 9 this fall, beating his rival, Democrat Dan McCready, by less than 1,000 votes. Now it has been revealed that hundreds or more of questionable absentee ballots were filed in the race, and that a political consultant working for the Harris campaign may have tampered with ballots. Election officials have delayed their certification of the vote, and an investigation is underway. McCready withdrew his concession in the race on Thursday.
Hey folks, I'm Dan McCready. A month ago, I conceded to my opponent, Mark Harris, in the race for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. But last week, we began to learn about shameful criminal activity, bankrolled by my opponent, to take away North Carolinians' very rights to vote. I didn't serve overseas in the Marine Corps just to come back home and watch politicians and career criminals attack our democracy. That's why today, I withdraw my concession to Mark Harris, who's remained completely silent. And I call on Mark Harris to tell us exactly what he knew and when he knew it. Join me in this fight for the people whose voices are taken from them.
That's Democratic congressional candidate Dan McCready withdrawing his concession from the November 6th race in a post on Twitter. Republicans, who have made it part of their election strategy to curb voting rights, alleging voter fraud, are largely silent on the North Carolina story, despite the fact that officials knew something was amiss when Harris won the primary last May. Robert Pittenger, who lost the primary to Harris by just a few hundred votes, believed he too had been the victim of voter fraud. Party officials apparently ignored his claims. The New York Times on Thursday published a bombshell article centered on the story of an undocumented immigrant who worked as a hotel maid at the Trump golf course in New Jersey since 2013. Quote, Victorina Morales has made Donald J. Trump's bed, cleaned his toilet, and dusted his crystal golf trophies. When he visited as president, she was directed to wear a pin in the shape of the American flag adorned with a Secret Service logo, writes reporter Miriam Jordan. The piece cites that there were several undocumented workers at Trump's resort and also interviewed a second woman named Sandra Diaz, who was undocumented when she was hired, but now has legal status. Trump has made it a central part of his campaign and his presidential tenure to demonize undocumented immigrants and even assert that his businesses have never hired them. Morales, who is from Guatemala, currently has an asylum application pending. She told the Times, "We are tired of the abuse, the insults, the way he talks about us when he knows that we are here helping him make money. We sweat it out to attend to his every need and have to put up with his humiliation." The House and Senate on Thursday passed a stopgap funding measure to keep the federal government funded for 2 weeks and postpone a political battle over funding for Trump's border wall. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who's seeking the position of House Speaker next year, spoke to reporters about the wall, calling it immoral.
Our chairwoman, Lucille Roybal-Allard, she is a person who has fought on these issues in her entire stay in Congress, which has been for a couple of decades. We're blessed that she's in the position that she is in. She knows that speaking for myself, consider the wall immoral, ineffective, inexpensive, and the president said he promised it. He also promised Mexico would pay for it. So even if they did, it's immoral still, and then they're not going to pay for it. So that isn't how I would interpret a continuing resolution.
That's Democrat Nancy Pelosi speaking to reporters on Thursday. Trump has decided on the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and it's a person with barely a year of diplomatic experience. Heather Nauert, who spent the majority of her career as a Fox News anchor, joined the State Department last year and will now be the U.S.'s top diplomat at the world body. While her predecessor, Nikki Haley, also lacked foreign policy and diplomatic experience, she did run a state as governor of South Carolina. Haley announced her resignation earlier this year, joining the long line of Trump administration officials that have left their positions prematurely. According to the Washington Post, Nauert is the latest transplant from Fox News to be appointed to a senior Trump administration job, following the addition of Fox News executive Bill Shine as a top communications advisor. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton also worked as a Fox News contributor. News also emerged Friday morning that former Attorney General William Barr, who led the Justice Department under President George H.W. Bush, has emerged as Trump's lead choice to replace Jeff Sessions. 68-year-old Barr will be among the few experienced appointees that Trump has picked, having already served in the office of Attorney General decades ago. But he has made comments in the past questioning the independence of the special counsel Robert Mueller, which may raise concerns among Democratic senators. Trump is expected to announce Barr's nomination in the next few days. Mother Jones magazine published a report on Thursday showing that the Trump presidential campaign and the National Rifle Association, or NRA, may have violated federal election laws. The two used the same set of political consultants for the same ad strategy in 2016. In fact, the NRA spent $30 million to help elect Trump, the largest contribution by any single organization. Both Trump and the NRA turned to a firm called Red Eagle Media during the campaign. Larry Noble, a former general counsel for the Federal Election Commission, explained to Mother Jones, "This is very strong evidence, if not proof, of illegal coordination. This is the heat of the general election, and the same person is acting as an agent for the NRA and the Trump campaign." Two reports in California published on Thursday show that more Catholic priests face accusations of sexually abusing children than previously thought. According to the Associated Press, advocates for survivors of child sex abuse compiled a list of 72 priests they say served in the Diocese of Orange and have been accused of abuse. That's many more than the 14 such clerics listed by the diocese in 2016. Some of the incidents took place in the 1950s and 60s, and several of the priests are now dead. The Catholic Church has been mired in scandals involving rampant pedophilia among its priests for years now, all across the U.S. In international news, German leader Angela Merkel's rule has come to an end. After 18 years, she's stepping down while the Conservative Party picks the country's new leader on Friday in Hamburg. The Christian Democratic Party will choose between three potential leaders who've been vying for the position. And the United Nations Refugee Agency has released a grim tally for Yemen, saying that 123 civilians on average are killed per week as the U.S.-Saudi war in that nation continues. The numbers were released as Yemen's Houthi rebels and the Saudi-backed government are in their second day of peace talks in Sweden. And that does it for our headlines today.